Hello guys, and welcome to the fifth episode and the last episode of this series of the discussion of book The 3-Day Road. So let's begin. So the practice of scalping your victim was introduced to Xavier and Eliha by the French soldiers. Xavier was turned off by the idea, but Eliha seemed to treat it as a normal thing. This demonstrates firsthand the major differences between Xavier and Eliha. Xavier is by far more of a peaceful person. He doesn't like killing people, and deep down, I feel he's against violence altogether. On the other hand, Eliha is completely at home in his brutal life as a soldier. He treats killing Germans as a game and wants to get the most kills. Like he's playing a game? The part that Xavier starts to worry about is when Eliha starts bragging about his kills in front of him. Eliha is describing some pretty horrible things to Xavier, and Eliha doesn't think it is weird at all. From Xavier's perspective, it is becoming more and more evident that Eliha is becoming somewhat crazy, and he is now going into no man's land and killing all by himself. He also doesn't want to be on the morphine anymore, but can't seem to find it in his spirit to quit taking it either. I think there is another point the author Joseph Boyden was trying to make with this character. Like he was trying to stop the myth that native people are the ones who introduced the practice of scalping victims. The French soldiers are the ones who told Xavier and Eliha what it was. They had no idea. The idea of scalping has become something that people believe in natives started, but it's not true at all. So further, when I read, Xavier ended up in residential school because his mother, Niska's sister, gave him up to the nuns. She really hated to do this, but had little choice in the matter because she could not look after him properly. Niska, having gone through the horrors of residential schools, was determined to save him. Her motivation for saving Xavier stems from the fact that she has undergone that torture, but also the fact she get rescued too. Early in the book, we learned that Niska's mother rescued her from residential school as well. I think that felt an obligation to go rescue her nephew from the school. Xavier's mother was not doing anything, so Niska had to step up to the plate. Also, having been through it all, I think Niska did not want the same fate for her little nephew. We also learned that Niska was having visions of a small child who she learned was her nephew. I think Niska knew that saving Xavier was necessary for the future. Being a Wendigo killer, she has powers to see into the future. So maybe she knew that Xavier was also going to inherit these powers as well. See? I told you. In the future, when Xavier is back from war, he doesn't seem to like Niska that much. He just sort of stays quiet and keeps to himself. We learn now that this is not his feelings, but the effects of war and the morphine. We learn that as a child, growing up with Niska was great for him. She taught him everything she knew, and he was also a very fast learner. I think Niska is probably very sad to see what a state her nephew has ended up as after coming home from war. A quote which I thought was very important to discuss was from chapter 22. It goes like, "What I do is for survival. As long as I pray to Gichi Manito, he understands." So this quote from chapter 22 really encompasses who Xavier is. Xavier deep down is against taking human life. This is a belief which I feel he has had his whole life. He prays to his God because he feels wrong for taking the lives of the German soldiers. He realizes that he has no choice in the matter. He must kill to live. If he doesn't kill the enemy, he will be declared a traitor and shot by his own side. On the other hand, as he does kill, feels really wrong about. This quote shows us the inner turmoil he is faced with. He either does what he is against or he will die. So he is basically in a tough situation. This struggle he is faced with really shows why he is not feeling at home in the war. The other soldiers don't really treat killing as a big deal at all. Xavier probably feels even more at conflict when he thinks about Eliha. Eliha is just like him. They have grown up and lived very similar lives. Xavier must wonder how Eliha can deal with all the killing and he can't. This whole idea of killing is what really separates Xavier and Eliha. Xavier also is very much true to his native roots, as he still prays to the native gods and tries to speak his mother tongue as much as possible. Whereas, on the other hand, Eliha has almost given all of his native roots. Eliha speaks English most of the time and also doesn't really follow native practices. Xavier is trying to live his life and be as honorable as can be. He wants to make sure his God knows that he is killing only people because he has to. He wants to make certain he is doing all the possible he can do to remain good in his God's eyes. So guys, this is the end of the fifth episode of this series, and I will see you guys next time. Thank you for listening and stay tuned.